baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle in them old cotton fields back home.
Hey, we got cotton fields right here. You don't need to go back home.
In fact, Romy, we got a call from Jay Harper over at Harper's Nursery letting us know that a friend of the show, Kevin Rogers, is the executive director of the Arizona Cotton Growers Association. So we have a connection.
I knew Kevin Rogers was the former president of the Arizona Farm Bureau, was for years. He only retired or turned in his, finished his service because he was running for the American Farm Bureau Association. He would have been the first Arizona president, but it's a numbers game. You've got Texas and you've got California. We're land size. We're not going to beat the number of votes those states have.
Tough to beat Texas in anything when it comes to size.
So fortunately, he didn't win. I know his kids are champion pig raisers and showers in 4-H. I had no idea he was the Cotton Farmer President Association?
The Arizona Cotton Growers Association of Arizona.
Okay. Well, and I've got a good friend who's moved to Wilcox. I don't know that he farms cotton anymore, but John Hart, the Hart family, he's got a brother in Maricopa that I think he still farms. His brother in Maricopa still farms cotton. So we're going to get Kevin, we're going to get the Harts, and we're going to get him in touch with the Kimes, who have been our guests this hour.
Yes.
And you had mentioned your great somebody.
My mother's grandfather was the first sheriff of Flagstaff.
What was his name?
Oh, gosh. You know, I can't quite remember, and I'm afraid if I do remember, I'll say it completely inaccurately. But my mom this weekend is in Sonoyta, so I'm unable to reach her to find out.
Great Arizona staycation. She's down there at the wine touring, or is she down there just enjoying
she's down there at one of the oldest horse shows in the state there. It's a Sonoyta horse show down there, and so she's working that. That's part of her work. She enjoys helping out at the horse shows, so she's down there with horses all weekend.
That would be a great staycation to go see that. And so we had a texter that said, that's funny, my great-grandfather was sheriff of Coconino County, and grandpa was deputy sheriff under Perry Francis. So we're going to have to get...
I will have to find that out and send it. I'll text it back to you so you can get back to him, and we'll see if there's any connection there.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again for your time.
Absolutely.
Kimes, that's K-I-M-E-S.
Kimes like dimes.
Kimes like dimes, ranch.com.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's one staycation we haven't done, Rosie, the horse show in Sonoyta.
Yeah, that would be one to put on the list for sure. And I want to thank you for getting me my first pair of Kimes jeans. They're going to let me wear jeans now year long, because it used to be the jeans I wear are so hot come April or May, I had to get out of them and go into something else. But those Kimes light denim jeans are the most comfortable light pair of pants I've worn in forever. So, Romy, thanks for bringing this up to light. Hopefully everybody can find a place they can secure a pair of jeans.
And do you remember what yours are? The light?
Mine are the Cals.
Cals. The Cals are nice.
They're the Cals.
The Watson are much thicker. They're much tougher. They're my heavy-duty riding jeans. But the Cals are
well,
nice.
Yes, and that Sonoyta horse event would be an excellent staycation. We've got a lot of them going on around the state right now, and we'd like to encourage you, the Arizona listener, to jump on to RosieOnTheHouse.com and register for your Arizona staycation. We'll pick a winner at the end of every month, so if you don't win, don't forget, you can re-register every single month. At the end of every month, we empty all the registrations and we start all over. So get in there and register for your staycation. It's brought to you by Sanderson Ford. You're allowed to go over to the Sanderson Ford lot and pick any car you want off of their demo lot. You tell us what days you want it. We make arrangements for it. We've got gift baskets from Sphinx Date Ranch, and you can go to any one of our many lodging partners throughout the state. Like if you're interested in getting up to Sedona, we've got the Sedona Best Western Plus, which absolutely has some of the best views in the entire Sedona Valley of the Red Rock Country. And I'd like to just throw a little thank you out to another lodging partner in Prescott, the Hacienda Inn, who actually bailed out our radio broadcast team from East Valley Institute of Technology when, due to a minor complication of arranged guest, they had to pitch out to Hacienda Inn, and Hacienda Inn perfectly accommodated him. So Evett was able to have their students in broadcasting pull off their broadcast as scheduled. Thank you, Hacienda Inn. That's all a part of the big family we've put together all across Arizona for you to be able to participate in the staycation. Only place in the world you can register for it is at rosieonthehouse.com. Romy, the outdoor segment coming up.
We have John Eisenhower, who's actually remote in Flagstaff. He was up there with the Arizona Community Tree Council for their fruit trees clinic. And he stayed the night, and he's got an access unit, and he's going to be live from NAU campus, where they've got a great they've even had the tree climbing contest there. They've got such a great canopy there. So we'll be looking forward to getting John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service on the line. Talking trees, calling now with your question for
at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.